Welcome to the first practice of this retreat. We will begin with a calming breath practice called Pranayama 478. It's best to practice this somewhere you will not be disturbed and you feel safe. Go ahead and find a comfortable seated position on the floor. You can place a cushion under your sit bones or sit directly on the ground. The legs should be crossed for better stability. There's no specific way one should cross the legs, but just make sure you are stable and comfortable. We will be sitting in this position for an extended amount of time. So if sitting on the floor is painful for you, then sit upright in a chair with the soles of your feet flat on the ground. Allow your eyelids to gently close, the upper eyelid resting on the lower eyelid. As you inhale, lift from the top of your head, creating as much space between each and every vertebrae as you can. Exhale completely. Inhale again, lengthening from the crown of your head all the way down to the tailbone. And as we exhale, let's release any tension in the body. Rolling your shoulders away from your ears, down your back. Allow the forehead and jaw to relax. And feel the support of the earth below you, holding you up. Take another inhale, lengthening. And as you exhale, bring the chin slightly towards the chest, keeping the throat open. And place your hands on your knees or fold them in your lap. And allow your exhale to move all the way down into the floor. We will now do the simple pranayama technique 478. We can use this to relax. This specific pranayama was developed by the ancient yogis of India. A Harvard-educated doctor, Andrew Weil, took this practice and researched it to find that it is scientifically proven to relax us. It can help you to sleep better, refrain from cravings, calm depression and anxieties, and just overall help us to relax. The 478 breathing exercise is utterly simple. It takes almost no time, requires no equipment, and can be done anywhere. So now let us begin the 478 breath practice. Place the tip of your tongue against the gum tissue just behind your upper front teeth. Keep it there through the entire exercise. You will be exhaling through your mouth, but keep your tongue pressing into the top of the teeth while doing so. You can slightly purse your lips if this seems more natural. Let's begin by exhaling completely through your mouth, making a whooshing sound. Now close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to a count of 4, 2, 3, 4, hold your breath to the count of 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and exhale through your open-lipped mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and inhale. Hold. And exhale. Two more rounds. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And exhale, open-lipped with sound. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Inhale. We'll now bring our breath back to its natural rhythm. Take a few breaths in. And just relax and release on the exhale. The ratio of 4-7-8 is the most important part of this practice. If you have trouble holding your breath, speed the exercise up, but keep the ratio of 4-7-8 the same. With practice, you will slow it all down and get used to inhaling and exhaling a little bit deeper each and every day. This breathing exercise is a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system. So begin practicing by doing it twice a day, as many times as you would like. Only take 4 breaths in this cycle. Later, if you wish, after 1 month of practice, you can extend it up to 8 breaths. But for the first month, begin with 4. If you feel a little lightheaded the first few times, this is normal. This will pass. So this concludes our practice of pranayama 4-7-8. And now feel free to move to the next recording on breath counting.